We're going to look now at John 5:24-29, as part of where our Lord speaks about eternal life. Amen, amen, I say to you, that the one listening to my word, or hearing, I think listening is better there, and believes in the one who sent me, has eternal life, possesses eternal life, undying life within us because of yielding to the work, the word of the Lord coming to us, which is the word of the Father. He will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. Now that's why this text is in among the others for All Souls Day and other liturgies praying for the dead. You see, the one who hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. And then our Lord goes on, Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. Now, there's something being said there that implies a preparation. If in my lifetime I never really heard the Word of God, I never paid any attention to it. You know, I went to Mass every Sunday and I listened to the preaching, but it didn't change my life. Didn't do anything for me, you see. Then, you see, I'm not one of those who hear the word and believe in the one who sent Jesus. But if I do believe in the Father through the word that comes through the gospel, I will not come to condemnation, but I'll pass from death to life. Not just physical death, eternal death. Amen, I say to you, amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. Why? Because, you see, we live by the Word, we live by truth, and if we really hear the voice of the Son of God, not just let it register, but hear the voice of the Son of God, those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to his Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to exercise judgment, because he is the Son of Man, that mysterious figure starting all the way back in Daniel 7 and spoken about, and our Lord speaking about it so often. Who is this Son of Man? He is the quintessential human being who is at the same time hypostatically united to God. That's who he is. And then he goes on, you see, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out. And those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, and those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. And so, this is a text, one of the texts we can use to meditate on the mystery of death and the mystery of the death of a Christian. If they have been fed on the body and blood of Christ, if they have been moved by the Holy Spirit, they will ultimately see the Father forever and live the Trinitarian life forever. And that's the promise that's being given here in this text. We're going to look now at John. The rest of the texts that we have are all from John. This is John 6:37-40, which means it's the latter part of the Eucharistic discourse. This is important because the Eucharist is key in understanding eternal life and the resurrection of the body. Saint Irenaeus says, for instance, that it is impossible for a body into which the body and blood of Christ has come, if that person doesn't turn from God, it's impossible that that body stay in the tomb forever. It will rise because it has the very principle of resurrection in it. That is the body and blood of Christ. And so that's what this text starts with, verse 37 of chapter 6, and it's only a few verses, four actually. And it says, you see, everything that the Father gives me will come to me. And I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. Now, this is meant to be a great consolation. If we believe in Jesus, it's because of the work of the Father in us. And if we don't turn from that, either in faith or in morals, you see, then this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should lose nothing of what he gave me. All those that the Father gives to the Son belong to the Son. And if we stay there, you see, then those are the ones that he would lose none of those and raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him, and they see, they translate sees, theoron, the one who gazes on the Son, you see? We get theory from that word. It's a contemplative word. And believes in him, may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. This is New Testament teaching on the meaning of death, and that's why it's here, as we're doing these texts for All Souls Day. And it's a gospel that's ready to hand when we're at a funeral, for instance. But here is one of these texts that is part of the whole panoply of texts we have to celebrate All Souls Day. So, you see, he says, I don't cast out anybody who comes to me. Because coming to Jesus means believing in him, even just moving, trying to believe, or trying to be faithful to believe, or, you know, but it has to get deeper to come to Jesus, you see? And this is the will of the one who sent me, you see? Because I have come not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me, and this is the will of the one who sent me, that everyone who gazes on the Son and believes in him has eternal life already. So if we're trying to be obedient with our hearts and minds searching for Jesus, trying to gaze on him, trying to hear him, you see, those are all signs of eternal life. And that's meant to be a consolation for those who are there at a funeral or at All Souls Day, and also an encouragement to believe the Lord, obey the Lord. You see, who gazes on the Lord, you see, and believing in him, he already has eternal life. Just don't lose it. You have the principle by which you will live forever, because the Trinity dwells in you. And that's what he's saying there. And this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son with the eyes of faith and believes in him may have eternal life. Faith is the source of eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. We're going to look now at John 6, 51 to 59. It's part of the Eucharistic discourse, the Bread of Life discourse in chapter 6, but it's the part where our Lord is speaking of the imparting of life through his body, the physical body transformed by the resurrection. And now our food. And that's what he's talking about now. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me. They say everything. which is all right, I guess. But anyway, we'll let it go for now. And I will not reject anyone who comes to me. Why? Because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me. This is what I do, the will of the Father, that I should lose nothing of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. Well, how do I know if I'm among those that the Father has given to the Son? This is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. And so, belief, that act by which we relate to Jesus, yield to him, believe him, try to obey him, those are eternal acts. They're not just human acts, and they are acts which give us an eternity. And so, that's what our Lord is telling us here, you see. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should lose nothing of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. Well, how do I know if the Father has given me to Jesus? Oh, so easy. I mean, first place, he had me ordained a priest, not to condemn me. But then to go on, you see, I hear the word of God. I feed on the body and blood of Christ. My sins have been forgiven. And so I know that I'm on the way to eternal life unless I turn from the Lord myself. And so this is, again, Eucharistic terminology. This is chapter 6, the discourse on the Last Supper, the discourse on the Eucharist. You see, and this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son, how do we see the Son? Little by little, but I can promise you, my friends, that if we fight to have a prayer time every day, if we turn our hearts and minds over, if we bring the scriptures with us and ponder them and fight for that time every day, if it means getting up earlier, whatever it means, then we know, you see, we will not be lost. Unless we get, you know, proud of this, but that I will be raised on the last day because the word of Jesus Christ and the body and blood of Jesus Christ are in my body and blood and in my heart and in my spirit by the mercy of God. So what do I do now? I try to tell everybody about this so that their hearts can be changed and they too can begin to live now an eternal life. And so, if we take this and read this text at a funeral, you see, we're trying to help people realize that the person lying there dead is not dead. They're alive with the life of the Eucharist. And that's promised to us. If we will receive the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, with an open heart and an open will, so that we do the will of the Father. We let the power of the Eucharist living in us, Jesus living in us, move us to do the will of the Father. And if that happens, you see, that this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. Amen.